Good morning, 7:43 here on the Mighty 690, and it's time for our Friday legislative updates. And hey, for the first time as a House District 11 representative, we have Mr. Ron Bryson. How are you doing?
Hey there. Good to be here.
Hey, good deal. And so they kind of let you out on early on Fridays is what I hear.
Yeah.
You know, once we, the early in the session, you know, we'll get a little later and you may, might not be so free.
Yeah. I guess we had good behavior this week.
Yeah.
They let us out
they,
a day
they
early.
Let you out. You know, they give you a sticker and, you know, whatever. So that's good. So, you know, this has been your first official week, I guess, kind of in Topeka, right?
Right. Last week we started, I was sworn in. And let me just say, it has been fantastic. It's such an honor to be at the Capitol building. I hope everyone has been able to go up there at some point and see that building, see the rotunda and the dome and the chambers. It's just, when I walk in there, actually the first night when I was driving into town and I saw the Capitol dome lit up on the horizon 2 or 3 miles out, and I was just almost overwhelmed that I get to work in this place and represent the people of Montgomery County. And it's just been fantastic. The people are extraordinary in there are so many dedicated people, so many helpful people, so many relationships I'm making with different experts and people that we just hope we can do some good for the people of Montgomery County.
Well, and just in talking with Jim Kelly, even after 12 years, he said it still was awe-inspiring, you know, to be able to see that and kind of have that almost out-of-body experience. Yeah, I'm actually here and actually able to, you know, represent people. It's a unique time.
It's so. An honor. It's a definite honor.
That's great. So anything, any observations that, you know, obviously the first week I'm sure is kind of like drinking from a fire hose with all the newness and everything, but anything that kind of sticks out to you from this kind of recap?
Well, I would say that it may be a little odd, but the biggest challenge I have is just time management.
Sure.
Because of so many things happening. And I kind of rely on my experience. I'm an emergency room physician, and so I guess I go into emergency room physician mode in a sense, because in the emergency room we have, you know, sometimes multiple crises going on. You have limited information. You're trying to make decisions, trying to coordinate, you know, maybe a code blue in one room while you're trying to deal with someone else in another room and organizing people. So I kind of take that life experience and I place it, use it as a structure for how I deal with some of the fire hose, as you say.
Yeah.
So many, we plan on probably having several hundred bills pass this session. Probably several thousand will be introduced. I've been working on 2 or 3 myself, and I hope they will be able to be debated. And it's just a new experience because the legislature works as a newcomer, as an outsider almost. Seeing how the legislature mm-hmm. works, and the processes and the traditions and the interactions, it's just fascinating to me.
Sure. And are there any, like, do you have staff up there that kind of help you out and getting all situated, and are do they have any sort of special training or anything like that for new representatives?
Right. We had 2 or 3 days of kind of getting you know, the lowdown on everything, but I kind of see it as, you know, when you get married, you know, people want to give you a book to read, or they'll give you advice, or they'll tell you what it's like, but you don't know what marriage is like until you actually do it. Or same thing with having a baby. You don't know what it's like till you actually do it. Well, this is kind of one of those things, I think. And just getting in there, jumping in, I'm trying to just jump in and not be fearful, be brave, not be afraid, but stand up for the values that I hold dear and to represent to the best of my ability the people in Montgomery County.
Sure. Well, and speaking of bills, I know there have been several introduced, and you said you've introduced a couple?
Well, I have introduced one, and I'm working on a couple of others.
Okay.
One that I have introduced would require public schools to display the national motto, In God We Trust. And I think the reason I think this is important, I really have a heart for the students, and I see in many times the students becoming disconnected from our traditions, from our history, from American values even. And I want to do things that will help moor them or anchor them to our traditions as Americans, our founding, our values. And so this is one way, and I'm doing it in a way where it will not cost the state of Kansas one dime. It will not cost the school districts one dime. It'll all be through private donations, but it will have a nice framed plaque of the national motto, In God We Trust, along with American flag, in a prominent place in the school, so that students can be reminded. And I think that's very important.
And so in that scenario, would those be donated, or how would those actually come about?
Right. They will be, there are several organizations who say they will be happy to purchase them. It's relatively inexpensive, probably under $100 per school. But there will be donors available, 501c3 organizations available. So it won't cost anything.
Sure. Wow, very good. Any other bills? Maybe I know you're working on them, so maybe you don't want to discuss them quite yet. But any other thing that's kind of you're thinking about?
Well, one thing that's always been close to my heart, and it's a bit of a controversial subject, but it's just something that I really feel deeply about. It's a bill that I'm preparing now. I'm doing research on with by the way, you mentioned earlier, are there people to help us in the legislative process? Definitely. I have one of the best office assistants. There are two freshman legislators per office assistant. So basically secretary you can think of to kind of field phone calls and people coming in. There are constantly people that want to meet. There are constantly committee meetings. I constantly have to be three places at one time.
Well, and I'm sure, they have a kind of a schedule. They can kind of help you out telling you where you need to be.
But another group is the Legislative Research Department, which is I did not fully comprehend how important these people are. These are a group of researchers, attorneys. If a legislator has a question about a statistic or something that's happened or a statute in the past, these researchers are very, very good at having solid information to help the legislators. And another group is the Reviser's Office. It's also a group of attorneys. Once we have an idea for a bill that we want to present, we take it to the Reviser's Office, and they put it in a form that's legalese, so to speak, so that and make sure it doesn't conflict with any existing statutes. And so I'm very happy to say there's plenty of support in staff. I would say that a bill that I'm working on that is close to my heart, and I've wanted to do this for many, many years, but as I practiced as a physician, one of my patients turned out to be a abortion that had had a live birth, and I was called to take care of that baby. And if you could imagine the way that this is framed, a physician who was basically hired to terminate a pregnancy is then faced with, well, what do I do? Do I resuscitate this child? It's obviously a baby now, and then be sued for wrongful life. Do I set the baby aside and let them die of neglect? And that doesn't sound like a moral option. Or do they actively terminate the baby's life? And there are only those three choices. It's a horrible no-win situation. And so this legislation that I'm working on would define the right of a baby who has survived abortion to have health care, so that hopefully there will be no wrongful death suits.
Well, and as a physician, that could be, it sounds like a very challenging situation, and one that, it's right in the heat of the moment, seconds matter, and that's a really tough situation. So that sounds like a really interesting direction, and I think something that is worth your time for sure, and close to your heart, like you said. Mm-hmm. Anything else that is sticking out to you from this 1 week, in the Capitol?
Oh, it's been fantastic. The governor did have COVID for a short time, or we thought she had COVID, and so there was some delay in the state of the state address. We expect to have a joint session Tuesday evening coming up with the governor giving us the state of the state. So the biggest issues are going to be the budget. And believe it or not, well, you may know this, but we have a huge surplus in tax revenues at the state level. And so what was a little shocking to me is it's more difficult to deal with a budget surplus than with a budget deficit sometimes, because everybody comes with their hand out.
They want a piece of the pie.
Right. Every agency wants to be expanded. Everybody has a cause, and it's hard to tell them no if you have a pocket full of money, And so but I think as responsible legislators, we need to realize this is a peak time of tax revenue collection, and there will come at some point next year or two, whenever, there will be a deficit, there will be a decrease in revenues, and we need to prepare for that rainy day. So any budgetary things that come up, I think, need to put money toward the rainy day fund, and we also need to be on the watch that we don't commit ourselves to liabilities in the future that we won't be able to pay once tax revenues are less. But the governor has an outline. The Republican caucus on House and Senate have a joint outline, and the emphasis for the Republicans is that the tax money is the people's money, and we need to give people more of their money, let them keep more of the money they earn. We want to look at education and seeing what we can do to help individual students. And we also are thankful that we have a budget surplus, but we need to be very, very wise in how we approach this.
Sure. And the other thing is, of course, since we're starting to cut back on the sales tax, and, you know, the state has been so used to that sales tax revenue every year. That's another thing that, you know, and I don't know what the options look like to actually save that money. We talk about rainy day fund and that sort of thing, but it's something that might be considered.
Exactly. And I do serve on the tax committee. Just to go back to what you said previously, I have three committees. I'm on taxation, I'm on health care, and I'm also on federal and state affairs.
And did you ask to be on those committees?
Yes, okay. I did. And I was very fortunate. I for some reason, I seem to have the blessing of people there, because they've given me a great office. They've put me on the committees I wanted. I feel very, very blessed. But on taxation, I know Senator Virgil Peck he will be having hearings soon on the Senate side for a tax holiday on school supplies. There'll be about a 4-day tax holiday in the fall when people buy school supplies. And so hopefully that will help people afford, because it's a big hit for a lot of families when a child goes to school, and not only the clothes but the supplies and all the things that go along with that. So I hope he's successful in that, and I support that. Also, there is a desire to decrease Social Security income tax or income tax on Social Security benefits for retirees. So in other words, we want people to stay in Kansas and retire in Kansas. We don't want them moving over to Oklahoma across the line just because the tax situation might be better in their view across the state line. So we're trying to decrease, and I hope that we will eventually eliminate the income tax on Social Security retirement income. And also, we need to look at, I would like to get rid of all taxes on disabled military veterans. I think that's, we need to honor them, and that's something that we can do. And I think at this point with the surplus revenue, I think that's something we can really look at. But the taxes are going to be a hot topic, I know, and I'm very thankful to be on that committee.
All right. Well, as we wrap up, final few seconds, anything else you'd like to add, sir?
I just want to say thank you to the people of District 11. It's most of Montgomery County, Coffeyville, Independence, Cherryville, Deering, Sycamore, and all areas in between. I think I mentioned Liberty. Yes,
yeah,
I hope I did.
Yeah.
But I thank you. It's an honor, and I will do my very best to represent, to best of my ability, the people of my district.
All
thank
right.
you.
Well, we'll leave it there, sir. Thank you so much. That is Ron Bryce, Kansas House District 11 representative here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.